This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's World Report for the week beginning the 9th of January. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Barack and Michelle say goodbye this week. The president will give his farewell speech in Chicago, and the first lady will go on television with Oprah Winfrey as Donald and Melania plan the inauguration. Turkish, Russian, and Iranian diplomats are still expected to gather in Kazakhstan early next week, even though the Syrian ceasefire has broken down almost as quickly as it was announced by President Putin. More encouraging are Geneva talks between the Turkish and Cypriot leaders to resolve the 42-year-old dispute, which has left the island divided. Also encouraging are peace talks between the Colombian government and the ELN, National Liberation Army, Colombia's second largest guerrilla group. There are several interesting trials next week. The parents of a British jihadist appear in court charged with aiding and abetting a terrorist. The Gambian Supreme Court hears a legal challenge from President Yahya Jammeh, who's contesting the result of his country's December elections. In Italy on Wednesday, there are hearings into the Berlusconi sex and bribery case. And then on Tuesday, a Norwegian court hears the claim of mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik that he is being inhumanely treated by the Norwegian prison system. And finally, get your pants off on Wednesday. It's No Pants Subway Ride Day. That means commuters on New York Subway, Washington's Metro, London's Underground will be encouraged to cram into the metal boxes wearing only the briefest of briefs. And that was next week's News Today from LookAhead.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAhead.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 9th of January. LookAhead.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. President Barack Obama started his political career in Chicago, and that is where he will end it with his farewell speech on Tuesday, when he will reflect on his 8 years in office. Elsewhere in the country, on Sunday, rallies are planned by Democratic Party activists in several states, all aimed at protecting Obamacare, Social Security, and Medicare. Last week, Russia's President Putin announced a Syrian ceasefire and announced that peace talks would be held with the rebels in Kazakhstan. Almost immediately, President Assad attacked rebel positions in the Damascus suburbs and the ceasefire collapsed. But Putin still wants the peace guarantors, Turkey, Iran, and Russia, to meet as planned in Kazakhstan, with or without the rebels. Cyprus has been a divided island since 1974, when Turkish troops invaded the northern half and declared the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus. Since then, there have been numerous attempts by numerous power brokers to reunite the island. The most promising has been a UN initiative, which quietly started in September. On Monday, a major step is taken towards ending the conflict when Turkish Cypriot leader Mustafa Akinci and Greek Cypriot leader Nikos Anastasiades meet in Geneva. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize last month for negotiating a peace deal with the FARC terrorist group, but still operating is the smaller but still deadly Marxist terrorist group, the ELN. Peace talks start with them on Tuesday. The world was surprised when Gambia's strongman President Yahya Jammeh agreed to step aside after losing the elections on the 1st of December. Then he changed his mind. On Tuesday, the country's Supreme Court will hear his arguments that he should stay in power because the election was rigged by the opposition. Norwegian fascist mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik was sentenced to 21 years in prison after killing 77 people in 2011. Since then, he's been kept in solitary confinement. Breivik is now suing the Norwegian prison system for its inhumane treatment of him. On Wednesday, the court scene shifts to Italy, the latest hearing involving former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. His notorious bunga bunga parties involved underage prostitutes and political bribery. Billionaire businessman turned politician Berlusconi is currently banned from holding public office, but remains leader of his party Forza Italia and has avoided prison because he's over 70. And that was next week's news today from lookadnews.com so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.